This is Matt Verbois from La La Land Records, and you've entered the La La Land Lounge on Geekcast Radio. Sit down, take a load off, and listen to some great soundtracks.
Welcome to the La La Land Lounge here inside Geekcast Radio. I am one of your hosts, TF Joe and Mike, and joining me for the first time in the La La Land Lounge, actually technically the second time since this did debut on his podcast on Altered Geek, we have Steve Megatron!
Hello. Oh, yes.
Yes. And we are here to talk about Flashing Arrow, people. That's exactly what we're doing tonight.
Bright light, bright light!
Okay, so last year, La La Land Records released The Flash Season 1 and Arrow Season 3. Both are two-disc soundtracks. As I've said before, in the first episode of La La Land Lounge and on the interview with Michael McQuistion and Dr. Laura Danley, I've been dealing with La La Land for about 3-4 years now, doing reviews for them and all that kind of stuff. You can head on over to their website, lalalandrecords.com, where soundtracks live, to check out everything they have available. But tonight we're going to talk about The Flash Season 1 and Arrow Season 3. The reason why we're doing this as a twofer is because this is the big season crossover of The Flash versus Arrow. Now, they actually released, I guess, Warner Brothers or CW or whatever, released the Flash versus Arrow score on just that episode's entire score on iTunes before these disc releases came out. So there's that. But if you want the full experience of the Flash Season 1 and Arrow Season 3, you can, like I said, head on over to La La Land Records and check it out. Disc 1 has 29 tracks for The Flash Season 1. It starts out with The Fastest Man Alive / Always Late, and it ends with Closing the Wormhole. So that's 29 tracks for the entirety of Season 1. It even has track 26 is All About the Tricksters, so it has some Hamill in there a little bit. Disc 2 is The Flash versus Arrow Part 1, starting with Saga Cell and ending with Firestorm Appears. This second disc also has 15 bonus tracks. It has Man in the Yellow Suit, Eobard Desecrates Wells, Grodd Mind Control, Super Collider, and it ends with A New Name. The total album time for both discs is 137 minutes and 25 seconds. Now, I have listened to The Flash Season 1 since it came out. I love this music. I think I said when I first... I think I did a little mini-review of this on Altered Geek, or I mentioned it on one of the episodes when it first came out last year. What I noticed about the music is... like the speed effects, the sound effects that in the show that we that I just assumed were speed effects, were sound effects separate from the, it's in the music.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to, like I said, The Fastest Man Alive, Always Late, or the others, some of the other tracks on the release, where it has the Flash theme, that speed sound is in the music itself, and I absolutely love that. Now, I had sent these to you recently for The Flash Season 1 specifically. After you've listened to it, what are your overall thoughts?
Honestly, the music that comes from
really any of the DC television, but I really love the Flash's music a lot more, but it's because like it's got a lot of that upbeat kind of like you know, and you get kind of the running vibes, like everything, every little one of the little soundtrack elements adds a lot of layers to the show, and it adds a lot to the characters that are being shown during their specific musical cues. And so in doing that, like, I mean, obviously I love the theme the most because that's mm-hmm. like constantly in the mm-hmm. forefront, but I love like all the art, all the music all together because it just draws you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Tracks like, on disc one, tracks like Catch Me If You Can, which is track 19, or track 25, He's a Hero, or even the track 24, Reveal to Iris / Running Back in Time. Each of these tracks is... If we've all seen The Flash Season 1, if you've seen it and you're like me, and I've mentioned this 1,000 times over the years, I'm one of those people that... I can hear the music in the context of the show, the movie, the cartoon, whatever it is. But when I get to hear clean, when I mean a clean, clear, crisp version of it, I mean basically no vocals from any cast or anything like that, no actual sound effects that are not part of the music. So when I can hear the music separate, I can just immerse myself in that music, and I can, you know, basically transport myself into the show without needing to watch the show after I've already watched it, obviously. And with The Flash Season 1, I had this on repeat, like, for 3 weeks after La La Land sent it to me. I could not stop listening to it. And the cool thing with The Flash Season 1 and Arrow Season 3 is, as I said, they have The Flash versus Arrow Part 1 on the Flash score, and then they have part two on the Arrow Season 3 score. With Arrow Season 3, I think I've been a little bit more vocal than you have, but Season 3 of Arrow, I'll sum it up. For me, it was too Batman-ish.
Well, it wasn't even too Batman-ish. It was, my problem with it was it... I don't know. It was trying too hard to hit some of the Batman tones, but it was also at the same time like a cluster of trying to introduce too many characters, mm-hmm. and there was too many hands changing and too many fake deaths and too many like I don't know, nothing. It nothing felt permanent about it, and nothing felt like it was. It was almost too dark at points, but you knew none of it was going to last. So it was like a failed attempt in my eyes, like the whole scenario of stuff, and a lot of. The current season did that too, but obviously some of the music that's more iconic throughout the series, like, you know, you get the intros, you got some of the right. like the Adam stuff or the Brave and the Bold or like Boomerang's clips were very entertaining and upbeat and kind of stuff like that. But whenever it had to do with like the League of Assassins, Ra's al Ghul, people like that, I found myself not really caring because it all started to kind of mesh together in that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very... Yeah, I mean... The music itself, though... I mean, Arrow is dark and gritty. That's the way Arrow's kind of always been. I mean, and I love the first two season scores from Blake Neely. Blake Neely is... I mean, for the DC superhero television stuff, I don't want any other composer, because what he is doing with the CW and with Greg Berlanti and all them people is just simply amazing. Even though we're kind of down on the content of Arrow Season 3 and the stories and the episodes and the storyline, I still have to say that the music is amazing. It really, really is. even though, like I said, we're not, that thrilled with how season three panned
Yeah,
out.
the music is still entertaining. The show
Yeah.
wasn't so
Yeah.
much.
I can still listen to track one off of disc one, Team Arrow Takedown. I can still listen to that, or Like Father, Like Daughter, or The Climb, where it's basically the music of when Oliver has to climb the mountain to get to Nanda Parbat and all that. But really, what really propels me to like Arrow's season three score is the second part to the Flash versus Arrow, because it's not often we get television shows that cross over on a at least once per season. It's not often we get that, and the fact that we're like essentially the Flash, or not the, essentially Arrow gave birth to the Flash. Thank you. God, I can't talk. Oh, you should have heard me earlier, just stumbling over Jennifer Hale's name. But anyway, but yeah, so. Basically, Arrow birthed the series for the Flash. So, what I love is taking the Flash versus Arrow part one from Flash season one and part two from Arrow season three, making a playlist of just that, which is that's all the music that I said that was on that they released on iTunes before the CD releases, and listening to that whole episode's the whole two-part episode score. What is so great about it is how well Neely blends the show themes. Like, in one track you could hear part of the Arrow theme mixed in with the Flash theme, and it fits. It doesn't feel like one or the other shouldn't be there, which I think is super cool.
Oh, yeah.
So on disc two for Arrow season three, we have the Flash versus Arrow part two, tracks like Looking for Boomerang, Boomerang and Argus, Teaming Up. Teaming Up is 1 minute 50 seconds, and it is 1 minute and 50 seconds of awesomeness, because this is the one where I believe this is the one where they have it's Barry and Oliver in the Arrow Cave, and they realize they have to suit up, and you see them walking up to the suitcases, and they just kind of look at each other and kind of almost, they don't give each other a thumbs up, but you see them looking at each other, and then you see the suits in the foreground, and it's just an epic scene. I think I took a screen cap of it at one point when the episode first aired, but that music of them teaming up was just so cool. And like you said, the final track of the crossover, the Brave and the Bold track, was really, really awesome. The other stuff on Arrow season three that it has bonus tracks, tracks 17 to 30 on the second disc. It has Palmer Technologies theme. It has Nyssa Not to Be Trusted. It has I See the Fall. It has Ray and Felicity. It ends with Bait and Switch. I gotta say, folks, I'm really digging the Flash and Arrow music from Blake Neely. I mean, before Arrow, I'd never heard of this guy. And even after doing research, I still hadn't heard of him. But he is really making a name for himself with these TV scores, and it only gets better and better and better. You have anything else you'd like to bring up before we take a quick break?
No, I mean I've really enjoyed the music in these shows. It's probably one of my favorite aspects of either one, really. I mean the music, if nothing else, like if the episode's terrible, the
Yeah.
music is pretty much the only redeeming quality of it. And that's not even me trying to sugarcoat it or anything. Like I'm dead serious. Like a lot of times, like the music is what pulls me back in when I'm like about ready to say, all right, I'm done with this episode.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, folks, because we are recording this a day before Comic-Con is supposed to start, because Wednesday night preview night is July 20th, 2016, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and give you a little preview. We can't put any music or anything in or You're only going to hear stuff from The Flash Season 1 or Arrow Season 3 in this episode of La La Land Lounge. But we are going to give you information on the La La Land Records CD signings and their releases that are going to be at Comic-Con. And then after that, they'll be on the website. So hang out, listen to some cool superheroic music from Blake Neely, and we'll be back after this. All right, folks, we are back here inside the La La Land Lounge, and with San Diego Comic-Con International just around the corner, it's coming in a few days. This episode will actually go up the Thursday this week, but we are here to talk about the press releases for the five different releases that La La Land Records is going to be doing. But before we do that, we have to talk about their booth signings, because they're going to have a bunch of booth signings, and it is going to be epic and awesome.
So what do you mean you're from another Earth? What?
How many other Earths are there other than this one? You know, we're Earth.
I don't understand.
You guys have Central City, but you don't have Star Labs. No Cisco Ramon, no Harrison Wells, no Caitlin Snow, nobody who's going to be able to help me get back home.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. What happened to Siobhan?
Oh, well, after she went, like, all Mariah Carey on you, she just split.
Oh, so we both have Mariah Carey. That's something.
I mean, who are you?
Hey, sir, I'm Barry Allen.
James Olsen.
And this is Wynn. You guys, I'm not quite sure how to tell you this. Well, I do know how to tell you. I just... what I'm
Kara?
Yeah, right, sorry. Barry is from another universe.
Cool. Wow. So the theory of the multiverse, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, I still can't believe it. And I'm from another planet.
What?
Oh, yeah, she's an alien.
You're an alien?
Yeah.
So do you have, like, other aliens on this Earth?
What do you mean by this Earth?
Hold on. Did someone do this one? All right, so imagine there are multiple versions of Earth, one where the Nazis won World War II, one where Kennedy was never assassinated.
Oh, yeah. One where all of us are evil.
been there. It sucks. So all of these Earths occupy the same place in space, but they vibrate at a different frequency, so they can't see one another.
But it's like if you can go fast enough, then it's possible to open like a breach and then travel between worlds.
Yeah.
But how could you travel that fast?
Well, yeah, so I was struck by lightning the same night a particle accelerator exploded, and I became a superhero.
So you're a superhero too?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, I guess.
So yes, folks, La La Land Records to attend 2016 San Diego Comic-Con with in partnership with Geek LLC. I wonder who those people are. Okay, so... La La Land Records, if you are going to San Diego Comic-Con 2016, July 20th to the 25th? Yes. Yeah, July 20th to the 24th, I'm sorry. July 20th to the 24th, San Diego Comic-Con. If you're going, the La La Land booth number is 4536. At the con, they are going to have... various booth signings for the soundtracks and everything else. So here's the schedule. Special booth signing events. On the 21st of July 2016, The Good, the Tough, and the Deadly book signing with author David J. Moore. On the 22nd, from 11 to 12 p.m., The Flash Season 2 and Supergirl Season 1. Yay! Composer CD signing with composer Blake Neely and his composer team sign these premiere CDs along with other exciting La La Land CD releases. On the 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Joker, we need you to start killing people.
All it takes is one bad day.
So, Batman, The Killing Joke, CD signing with composers Lolita Romanus, Michael McQuistion, and Christopher Carter, the Dynamic Music Partners. They will be signing this CD premiere and other Knockout DC Universe soundtracks from La La Land. Basically, it's the other ones that they've done already. Very cool. And then on the 23rd also... So the Batman, The Killing Joke signing event is from 11 to 12:30. On the same day, from 4 to 5 p.m., Star Trek The 50-Year Mission, the first 25 years book signing, authors Mark A. Altman and Edward Gross. It's Gross, so they're going to do that. And then on the 24th, we've got from 11 a.m. to noon, The Specials and King Cohen poster artist Paul Schipper, or Schlipper, I can't tell if that's an I or an L on the image, signs free mini posters for upcoming La La Land feature film releases. King Cohen director Steve Mitchell signing as well. So these events are going to be epic and awesome. And if anyone wants to attend them, please do. So if you go to, say, like, I know, you know, Steve and I both would want to be at the Killing Joke signing.
Of course.
The Dynamic Music Partners, Lolita, Michael, and Christopher, are not just going to sign your Killing Joke. They're also going to sign your BTAS Volumes 1 through 3, or BTAS Volume 4, or your Justice League series sets, or Superman the Animated Series Volume 1. Anything that they've done for La La Land Records, as long as you have it, you could bring it with you and have them sign it. The Star Trek signing is very cool. The Flash Arrow Supergirl signing with composer Blake Neely. So that's going on. I cannot wait to see what comes out of this. Now, for the press releases. So the first one that they announced was Supergirl Season 1. There will be a number of limited signed copies available on the website July 26th after Comic-Con, starting at 12 p.m. PST. Quantities are very limited. You are not guaranteed a signed copy. But if you're at the con and you buy the Supergirl Season 1 limited edition at the con, you can have Blake Neely sign it there. The retail price on the Supergirl Season 1 set is $15.98. It is one disc. with 29 tracks. It has the 29th track, which I'm surprised is not the first track, is the theme from Supergirl. Some of the other tracks listed on here are You Will Do Extraordinary Things is the first track, Meeting Jimmy, A Gift from Clark / Stronger Together, Fight or Flight, Strange Visitors from Other Planets, Joyride, Harnessing Anger, Inspirational Boss. So that's very cool. The Supergirl soundtrack is something I am very looking forward to. I cannot wait for this, folks. What about you, Steve? Are you? I know that you're not. You're DC, but I don't know how into Supergirl you've been.
Well, I've enjoyed that. I've actually enjoyed all of the DC programming. So they've all been really good this season.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Up next, the second title that La La Land announced on Facebook was the now. When I say final here, folks, I don't mean it's the last thing they're going to release for this, but it's the last thing that they're going to release for this part of the cartoon series. It is Batman, the animated series, Volume 4. So they've done 4 overall volumes for the first episode run, the first season run of Batman, the animated series. So Volume 4, again, you can get this at their booth, number 4536. If you can't go to the con, it will be available on their website July 26th at noon PST. This is a 2-disc set. Retail price is $24.98. Again, the same thing with the other one, with the Supergirl. A limited number of signed copies will be available, but you're not guaranteed one. This one has... I'm not going to go through all the track names, but I am going to go through the episode names. It has scores from the episodes Off Balance, Joker's Wild, which we all know the Joker loves being wild, right, Joker?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Something I remember when you and I were doing Legends of the Dark Knight, I was going on and on about the music in this one episode, and I'm so happy that the score is finally here. The next one after Joker's Wild is the Cape and Cowl Conspiracy. So I can finally get to hear that music outside of the show. Then we have some bonus tracks before the next score. The next score is Zatanna. So we got that episode, Moon of the Wolf, The Mechanic. And then Disc 2 has The Worry Men, Fear of Victory, and His Silicon Soul. His Silicon Soul ends this full-on score run of the series, but after that, you have tracks 21 through, 21 through 66.
Was that 1966?
No. It's 21 through 66, which is... The Arkham Archives special bonus section of previously unreleased music. They have things here from they have one track from On Leather Wings. They have five tracks from Christmas with the Joker. 2 from The Last Laugh, a number of them from Pretty Poison, The Underdwellers, Be a Clown, Two-Face Parts 1 and 2, and It's Never Too Late, Joker's Favor, Vendetta, The Clock King, Perchance to Dream, Robin's Reckoning Part 1, Almost Got Him, Birds of a Feather, and then at the end we have the end credits theme, the 45-second theme by Danny Elfman for BTAS. Total album time for this 2-disc release is 157 minutes and 14 seconds. Oh boy. Are you excited for the final season 1 kind of production release for BTAS Volume 4?
Oh yeah. I mean, I love everything that has to do with that show. That's why when I did my top 10 Batman suits, that was like within the number 2 or, you know, the top 2 anyway. So yeah, I love that Batman and everything to do with it. And really, anything DC Animated Universe just rocks in general. But getting to hear it without vocals is so much better.
That's why I'm so looking forward to the Cape and Cowl conspiracy. I know that another one that we had talked about when we were doing Legends of the Dark Knight was the Forgotten episode with the big fat guy in the desert.
Yep.
You know, where they,
where,
you know,
where Bruce is like wearing the thing.
Yeah, he's,
Alfred has to come.
Yeah, he's lost his memory and Alfred has to deal with the annoying Batwing computer. But yeah, I'm absolutely looking forward to the Cape and Cowl conspiracy and everything else on BTAS Volume 4. I'm so stoked for what they are going to do later with potentially with Adventures of Batman and Robin and all that stuff. Oh, man. And I've been saying this for years, so this isn't a spoiler, folks. Once they get to the new Batman Superman adventures, as long as the full scores to Old Wounds and Over the Edge are on at some release somewhere, I will be the happiest person alive because Old Wounds is my overall number one favorite out of everything BTAS ever did. So that's my favorite episode. All right, going back to the CW universe, we have The Flash Season 2 Limited Edition. This is a single disc. So I read something somewhere, I'm not going to say where, but I've read something from the composer, Mr. Blake Neely himself, that he says that there was 14 overall hours for all 23 episodes of The Flash Season 2. 14 hours of music. Okay. So The Flash Season 1 was pretty much a complete score, to my knowledge, of the first season. The Flash Season 2 is only going to be one disc. It's going to be $15.98. You can get it at the La La Land booth, 4536, if you're going to Comic-Con. Or you can get it on their website, July 26th, 2016. I know a lot of people are going to be disappointed with this, or a lot of people seem to be. Like, some of the people I saw commenting on the La La Land Facebook page were really disappointed in this. But after reading the thing I read from Blake Neely, the way he describes it is he tried his best to compile an album with the greatest hits moments of Season 2. So it's not a full beginning to end score, but it's themes that we've probably heard before. It's themes that we will probably, you know. Okay, so some of the tracks. The first tracks, obviously, it starts off with how Season 1 ended. So the first track is How It Ended / Reluctant Hero. Then we have Harrison's Will and Henry's Released. Down the line we have Savage Attack, A Legend Is Born. We have Welcome to Earth 2. So we do have an Earth 2 theme. Hunting and Electrifying King Shark. The Right Decision, Who Is Hunter Zolomon. Ready to Save the World, and Stuck in the Speed Force is another track. It ends with the track entitled I Will Wait for You, which I think is from the line of Barry and Iris and all that, the love, yeah, mushy stuff that's in Flash. I am very much, even though this is more of a best of, more of a greatest hits thing, these 26 tracks, I'm very much looking forward to hearing these once I get the releases from La La Land, because it, you know, like we've already said in this episode, The Flash Season 1 was so good. Even though this is more of a best of kind of best moments kind of thing, it's still going to be awesome.
Oh yeah. I mean, this show in my mind can do no wrong. This is my favorite DC animated or DC television universe show.
Absolutely. So, The next one we have is something I am very much looking forward to.
Most impressive. But what's it got to do with us?
I once thought I could protect the world by myself, but I was wrong. Working together, we saved the planet. And I believe that if we stayed together as a team, we would be a force that could truly work for the ideals of peace and justice.
What? Like a bunch of super friends?
More like a Justice League.
Do you have any idea how corny that sounds? But maybe the big guy's got a point. With all of us behind it, it just might work. Count me in.
Me too.
And me.
My mother may not approve, but I find man's world to be intriguing. I'll gladly join.
What about you, Batman?
I'm not really a people person. But when you need help, and you will, call me.
Understood. Then we're all agreed.
That's right. Justice League, the complete score. This, folks, is going to be epic. Now, the reason why I say this is going to be epic, and I know a lot of people are going to balk at this price, but this is a 4-CD set. That's right, folks, 4 CDs. Music by Lola Tertmanis, Michael McQuestion, and Christopher Carter. Limited edition of 3,000 copies. Retail price, $59.98. But people, it's worth it. I don't even have to listen to this to tell you it's worth it. I can just look at the press release on geekcastradio.com and tell you it is worth it. They have everything from the first 2 seasons of Justice League here. It's not just one theme, two. They have extra themes. They have so many cool things. So it starts off with Secret Origins parts 1, 2, and 3. It then goes to The Brave and the Bold, Part 1. Goes to Legends, Part 1. These are episode names from the... then it goes to The Enemy Below, Part 1. After that, we get to Disc 2, which it has the first track on Disc 2 is the Justice League End Credits Extended theme. Then we have stuff from Injustice for All, Parts 1 and 2. Paradise Lost, Parts 1 and 2. A Night of Shadows, Parts 1 and 2, Metamorphosis, Parts 1 and 2, Tabula Rasa, Parts 1 and 2.
There's a lot of ones and twos.
Yes. It's kind of like ones and zeros. Now, this is only Disc 2 here, folks. And then it ends with a Savage Time, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And that's pretty much Season 1 of Justice League. Now, it also has bonus tracks like Justice League Attacks Base, Savage Invasion / Defeat, and Reunited at the end of Disc 2. Disc 3 has Twilight, War World. Yay, War World. Everybody loves War World. No, they don't. Wild Cards. Hey, Joker, wake up. So, because it's Steve and because it's us and we love the Joker, Wild Cards Part 1 and 2 on Disc 3, tracks 24, 25, and 26 is for Part 1. Track 24 is Joker Goes Nationwide. 25 is It's the Joker Show, Royal Flush Gang Revealed. Wild Cards Part 2 is Baby Ace and a Man and a Woman. We have... What the hell was that?
That was my... It doesn't matter.
Give me a triple. Now.
After that, we have something very fitting. The Hereafter. Hereafter Parts 1 and 2. And that rounds out Disc 3. The cool thing about Disc 3 is track 37, the last track, has Justice League, the main theme, extended. This is 2 minutes, 3 seconds. What this is the main theme that was featured in Star-Crossed at the end of the Star... Like, you know how they... had the three-parters, but then they put them into DTVs, that they put them into, or, you know, they put them into DVD movie versions. So basically, the Justice League main theme extended is the version from the Justice League Star-Crossed movie DVD at the end of the credits there. Disc 4, we have A Better World, The Terror Beyond, Maid of Honor, Comfort and Joy, Star-Crossed Parts 1, 2, and 3. Total set time, 3
315 minutes, 19 seconds.
Holy crap.
Yep. I love The Flash. I love Supergirl. I do. I love BTAS Volume 4. I have been waiting for this for close to 16 years. As soon as I saw or heard about Justice League, as soon as I heard one note of this music, I wanted it immediately. And now we're finally getting it all in a 4-disc set. Now, people may be asking or commenting on this post, which I highly doubt because nobody ever comments any of my stuff. Anyway, I know people might be commenting or asking me, but TFG and Mike, what about Justice League Unlimited? Guess what? I don't know what their plans are for La La Land Records, but because Justice League, the full first two seasons, is one set, Justice League Unlimited is probably going to be one full set. But don't quote me on that.
Because he could be wrong.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. I'm 99.5999% sure.
596487.
Don't you mean 7-6? No, wait. No, yeah. Don't you mean...
The 80s called. They want their number back.
Yeah, yeah. So, up next, we have the fifth and final release from La La Land Records for their CD releases at Comic-Con. And it's time to give the world a smile. And silence.
I don't want to do it.
Sadly anticlimactic.
Ass.
I'm not a pony. So, I'm not a one-trick pony. I don't do it in command.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes. Yes, you do. You do it on command all the time. Anyway. All right, folks. Up next is the final release for the CDs going to be at San Diego Comic-Con. It is something that we have been looking forward to all year since the announcement of Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill returning to Batman, The Killing Joke. This is composed by Michael McQuistion, Christopher Carter, and Lola Tormanis, the Dynamic Music Partners. This is a single disc release, but it has 35 tracks.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
The total disc time is 66 minutes and 4 seconds. So just over an hour. It'll be available first at Comic-Con July 20th, and then on the website, lawlandrecords.com, July 26th. Retail price, $15.99, or $15.98, actually.
Actually, but it's pretty reasonable for all these soundtrack costs.
Absolutely. So, this will be, like I said, 35 tracks from the DC Universe animated original movie, The Killing Joke. When I found out that Michael, Christopher, and Lolita were going to be doing this, I nearly like jumped out of my chair and fainted at the same time because I'm like, oh my, these three people, folks, if you're fans of Shirley Walker, you're fans of these three composers. Shirley Walker gave birth to the DC animated universe with Batman the Animated Series. But these three composers really filled it out with Superman the Animated Series. Christopher Carter did Batman Beyond, and then the rest of them, you know, all three of them have done Justice League, and having them work on this is epic. This also has, and we can't really talk about this too much, it has a track from a certain person at the very end of it, and it is awesome. You will absolutely die once you hear this, folks. Because after all, it is The Killing Joke. So that's it. La La Land Records, Comic-Con 2016. San Diego Comic-Con, because there's so many other things named Comic-Con now, because Comic-Con has Comic-Con Chicago, Comic-Con this, Comic-Con that, whatever. So, that's it for the La La Land Lounge episode 2. That's it for the SDCC announcements. I'm hoping everyone enjoyed this episode. The next episode we're going to do, it's going to be Steve and I again. And we're going to talk about two superheroes, because that's what we love. Next time, after Comic-Con. So this episode will be up probably the end of July, beginning of August. Episode 3 for the La La Land Lounge. We're going to talk about The Flash Season 2 and Supergirl Season 1. So that's what's coming up next here on the La La Land Lounge. For other GeekCast Radio podcast stuff, we do still have the top 9 of the 90s, the 9 top 9s of the 90s countdown coming later this year. We've also got Mayhem Mike still going on. Steve, what do you got going on over there at your altering geekiness thing?
Well, since you've asked so nicely, I'm doing a lot more on my YouTube channel, as well as the podcast. I've decided to split off a lot of the excessive content that I've wanted to do to my video channel to try and expand there. As I'm trying to do, and I've been playing Altered Gaming, which I was playing Battlefield 1, but now I'm back to Battlefield 4 until Battlefield 1 comes out. And then I've got some old voice impression videos I re-uploaded to this channel, and then I'm going to do some Altered Geek News Network, and then might possibly record some actual Altered Geeks or transcribe and move them up to this channel, but a lot of stuff coming down the pipe for the video channel, and then a lot of stuff, obviously, on the website. So be sure to check those out.
Awesome. Very cool, very cool. All right, folks. Stay tuned to the La La Land Lounge, because we have got a lot coming. The La La Land Lounge, through the rest of 2016, is going to be epic, awesome. It's going to be filled with a lot of superhero stuff at first, but it's going to be so cool. I hope everyone's enjoying this. I'm still working on the kind of format and back and forth and that, all that stuff, and I'm hoping to get special guests in here every now and then, like Steve, like John Takis. What I want to point out to people is go back to the interview I did with Michael McQuiston and Dr. Laura Danley for the Time's Up score. It was a great interview. They were very, very understanding, because I was kind of like, it's the first time in 8 years of podcasting that I was more awkward in an interview, even though I edited myself to not sound as awkward as I was. First time I was really awkward, and it was because I was kind of lost in that interview, because the first time ever we had an actual doctor of anything on the GeekCast Radio Network. Dr. Laura Danley is an astronomer out there in Los Angeles. She is the Griffith Observatory curator. La La Land Lounge coming up, episode 3, The Flash Season 2, Supergirl Season 1. Head on over to lalandrecords.com, where soundtracks live, to get all your soundtrack needs. They've got a lot of stuff over there, folks. Go check it out, and we will catch you next time.